I'd like to call the November 5th, 2020 board meeting to order and remind everyone to please mute your phone or computer microphone when not speaking. Thank you. Commissioners present are David Judah, City Hillsborough, Denny Doyle, City of Beaverton, and myself, Jim Duggan, Tualatin Valley Water District. Ms. Branton will now conduct a formal roll call for the record.
Thank you, Chair Duggan. Please respond when I call your name.
I'm told that Mr. Hickman is on vacation today, so he won't be with us. Clark Balfour?
Here.
Paul Matthews? Justin Carlton? Carrie Pack? Joel Carey? Matt Oglesby?
Present.
Thank you, Matt. Is Nikki Iverson with us yet? Chris Wilson?
Present.
Lee Lindsay? Eric Hillema? Chad Lynn?
Here.
David Winship?
Yes, here.
Patrick O'Clair? Susan Cole? Dave Kraska?
I'm here.
Joel Bennett?
Present.
Bill Vanderveer?
Present.
Mike Britch?
Present.
Christina Walter?
Here.
Lisa Houghton?
Present.
And myself, Faye Branton, I'm here. Do we have anyone else on the line with us today?
Faye, Lee Lindsay just joined us.
Thank you. I will mark him present. Thank you. No one else is present. That concludes the roll call. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Faye. First on our agenda is the General Manager's Report, and Mr. Kraska will present.
All right. Thank you, Chair Duggan and Commissioners. Let's start off with our usual remote meetings etiquette. Thank you for your continued flexibility as we hold our meetings remotely and for adhering to our three basic rules, which is to mute your microphone when you're not speaking, please identify yourself before you speak, and if someone other than a board member would like to ask a question or make a comment, please use the chat feature to let the general manager me know and wait to be acknowledged. Next up is a safety moment. So we'll click ahead to the safety moment here. And it's about food safety tips for the holidays. They're right around the corner. So we want to avoid foodborne illness during the holidays and every day for that matter. So we've got some simple steps to follow. And they are to step one is to clean, step two is to separate, step three is to cook, and step four is to chill. So moving on to step one, specifically about cleaning, we want to make sure you wash your hands and utensils and cutting boards and hot soapy water before and after contact with raw meat, poultry, seafoods, and eggs. And don't wash the turkey. Washing raw meat and poultry can cause the bacteria to spread up to 3 feet away. Cooking to the right temperature kills any bacteria that may be present. Moving on to step two, which is to separate. And that means you want to keep raw meat and poultry apart from foods that won't be cooked. Whether it's in your shopping bag and in carry-home bags, at home, place the containers in sealed plastic bags, freeze if not used in for within a few days, and separate cutting boards for prep. Separate cutting boards for meat versus the boards that you're planning on using for vegetables and things. So next. Step three is to cook. Use a meat thermometer and check the turkey, if you're cooking a turkey, in three places: the innermost part of the thigh, innermost part of the wing, and the thickest part of the breast. All three places should register 165 degrees before it can be considered done and safe to eat. And then finally, step four is to chill, and that is refrigerate foods as soon as possible. So refrigerate your turkey within 2 hours after cooking, storing leftovers below 40 degrees Fahrenheit in the refrigerator or cooler with ice, and use them within 4 days of the freezing. And don't store food outdoors, risk temperature variation and or animal contamination. So finally, a bonus tip. That's right. So if you're going to go out and buy the big frozen turkey, here's some tips about how to safely defrost it. You can do it in the refrigerator. It takes 24 hours for every 5 pounds of that turkey. Or you could submerge it in cold tap water, but you want to change that water every 30 minutes. Or you can do it in your microwave, apparently, but refer to your owner's manual to make sure you're doing it properly. And then I think the last slide here is just a summary. Remember the four rules of food safety, which is clean, separate, cook, and chill, and enjoy the holidays. So continuing on now with the rest of our general manager. Our approvals and procurements forecast attached to this report is that forecast for October through December of 2020. The forecast presents a view of the program activities that have recently been approved or scheduled for approval over the next 2 months by either myself, the program director, WWSS committees, or the WWSS boards. The forecast shows that we are currently anticipate having 4 business items on the December board meeting agenda. These include 2 items pertaining to WWSP real estate activities, 1 WWSS IGA or intergovernmental agreement, and 1 contract approval. Joelle Bennett's going to present a staff report later in this meeting on these anticipated December business agenda items. Regarding projects planning, permitting, and communications updates, recent permit approvals have been received for the water treatment plant project, our PLW 1.3, MPE 1.2, and PLW 2.0 pipeline project, and DEQ approval approval of the revised thermal trading plan. Recent submittals include land use permit applications for the treatment plant and PLW 2 projects, right-of-way applications for the PLM 1.3, PLM 4.3, and PLM 5.3 projects, and an application for a railroad crossing license for the PLM 4.2 project. Permit applications continue to be prepared and submitted for various other program projects listed here, MPE 1.1, PLM 1.3, PLM 4.2, PLM 5.3, PLW 1.2, and despite restrictions and modified business practices of permitting agencies related to COVID-19, our permits continued to be processed in a timely manner. And as you can tell from that paragraph, there's a lot of them. Regarding our projects design status updates, so work continues on multiple design projects, including 11 pipeline projects, our treatment plant, the distributed control system, and the terminal storage project. All of the design projects are progressing according to plan. And then finally, regarding our projects construction status updates, we have 6 of them. First off is the raw water facilities project located at the Willamette River Water Treatment Plant. Completed the access road for construction. That's down to the riverbank, to the Willamette River riverbank. We've continued mobilizing equipment for bank stabilization work. We began the foundation work at the upper site and the caisson construction for the creek crossing. Our PLM 1.1 project, which is a raw water pipeline that just extends from the raw water facilities project out to Wilsonville Road. On that one's nearly done. We've completed our crossing of Wilsonville 63-inch water line. And that's just a little aside there. That was a major accomplishment. So it was installing our big 66-inch water line below the 63-inch water line for Wilsonville. And that's the water line that carries all of the water to the city of Wilsonville and the city of Sherwood. And so not damaging that pipeline was extremely important to us and obviously to the two cities. And so the fact that it was done successfully and completed successfully without any downtime of anything was outstanding. And so on that project, all of the pipe has been installed and we're going to begin testing of that pipeline shortly. Moving on to our PLM 1.2 project, that's our raw water pipeline project being completed in partnership with the City of Wilsonville's Garden Acres Road project. On that one, we've installed 3,123 feet of pipe. That's 88% of that water line or that project. We've completed the carrier pipe in the crossing across Day Road, and now we're going to be continuing on the pipeline on the other side of Day Road. Our PLM 5.1 project, that's our finished water pipeline project, completed in partnership with Washington County's Railroaders Road project. On that one, We've installed 2,765 feet of pipe. So that's 39% of that of the pipeline in that project. And we're also continuing with construction of the 18-inch connection to Tigard's system on the other side of Roy Rogers Road. Now PLM 5.2, that's our finished water pipeline along Shoals Ferry Road and Tile Flat Roads. We're working to complete in advance of the development work in that area. That one we've completed installing and testing all of the corrosion protection system and the appurtenances, and we're beginning pipeline disinfection. And finally, PLW 1.3, that is our finished water pipeline project in South Hillsborough from Southwest Farmington Road to Southeast Blanton. That one we've completed clearing and grubbing the haul road and construction. And that project is slightly delayed due to coordination with the developers. And on this, all of these projects remain on track and are progressing according to plan. And all contractors are remaining in compliance with the governor's executive order number 20-12 regarding hygiene and social distancing. And with that concludes my general manager's report. I'd be glad to take any questions if there are any.
Any questions from commissioners?
Is Commissioner Judah none here?
I'm fine, thanks. Good report. It always makes me feel good that things are on track.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Next on our agenda is public comment section. Public comment is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Do we have any persons who would like to comment? Hearing silence, I believe we can proceed on to number three on our agenda. The consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that a motion by motion that an item be removed for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. We only have one item on our consent agenda. Do I have a motion and second for that matter?
So move to approve the consent agenda. Denny Doyle.
As Dave Judah, I second.
Great. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the October 1st, 2020 minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed?
I said aye. Yeah, sorry.
No.
Aye.
It's unanimous. The motion passes. Next on our agenda is the business agenda items. Item 4A, consider adopting resolution number WWSS 2620, approving the intergovernmental agreement between the Willamette Water Supply System Commission and the City of Beaverton for construction of MPE 1.1 and COB 1.1 water pipelines. Ms. Bennett will now present the staff report.
Thank you, Commissioner Duggan. As you're well aware, WWSS and Beaverton have been working together to deliver the MPE 1.1 and COB 1.1 pipeline projects in conjunction with the City of Beaverton roadway project. And similar to the construction agreement approved by this board last month for the MPE 1.2 and COB 1.2 projects, this agreement provides the mechanism for coordinated delivery of the two pipeline projects, MPE 1.1 and COB 1.1. For these projects, City of Beaverton will be the lead agency coordinating procurement and delivery. Specific construction management coordination requirements and cost shares are included in the IGA to define the responsibilities of each party so construction may progress efficiently. You likely noticed a few highlights in the IGA provided in the board packet. There are some small details that remain to be filled in, such as which staff at Beaverton are filling the construction manager and project engineer roles. One more item remains to be resolved. In the cost shares exhibit, exhibit 3, Beaverton identified a new item to track related to a railroad crossing. Staff intend to complete this item in exhibit 3 next week, and all other terms are agreed to. The resolution allows the general manager the ability to work with Beaverton to fine tune exhibit 3 prior to execution. And if it is a more significant change, staff will bring this item back to the board for its review and consideration. Staff recommend approval of the proposed resolution. May I answer any questions?
I don't hear any questions from commissioners. Are there any?
None from Dave.
Hearing none, I think we can move to consider the thing that's on docket. Do I have a motion and second to approve, or excuse me, motion and second to adopt resolution number WWSS 2620, approving the intergovernmental agreement between the WWSS Commission and the City of Beaverton construction of MPE 1.1 and COB 1.1 water pipelines.
So this is Commissioner Judah. I did not hear a motion to approve, so I'm going move to approve.
Yes, thank you. I didn't expertly say that very well. Too many things going on.
Commissioner Doyle, I'll second that motion.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve resolution number WWSS 2620. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
None opposed? Aye. The motion passes. Item 4B on our agenda is considering adopting resolution number WWSS 2720, approving the intergovernmental agreement between the Willamette Water Supply Commission and the Tualatin Valley Water District for relocation of an 18-inch water line during the construction of the PLW 1.2 water pipeline. Ms. Bennett will now present the staff report.
Thank you. The PLW 1.2 pipeline project along Cornelius Pass Road, which is being designed in partnership with Washington County Road Improvements, parallels an existing 18-inch TVWD water line. The two pipelines conflict for approximately 92 feet at the undercrossing of an existing culvert. For traffic control and constructability reasons, it is more efficient to relocate the TVWD 18-inch pipeline during construction of the PLW 1.2 pipeline. This proposed IGA outlines the Willamette Water Supply System and TVWD responsibilities for the relocation of that 18-inch line. The project will be delivered by Washington County, as the PLW 1.2 water pipeline is partnered with the county's road improvement project. There is a highlighted term in the compensation section of the IGA that was packet. Small edits are planned for Exhibit 3 and that same compensation term to correct an inconsistency in the cost share calculation approach. This resolution allows the general manager the ability to work with TVWD to resolve this prior to execution. And we've already resolved it. We just need to update the IGA with a minor tweak. Staff recommend approval of the proposed resolution, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
None here.
None here. Commissioner Judah.
Well, I have none. So I guess I can ask a question. Do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number WWSS 2720, approving the intergovernmental agreement between the WWSS Commission and the Tualatin Valley Water District for relocation of an 18-inch water line during the construction of the PLW 1.2 water pipeline?
Commissioner Doyle, so moved.
Commissioner Judah, second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Sounds like it's unanimous. The motion passes. Item 4C, considering adopting resolution number WWSS 2820, approving amendment 2 to the intergovernmental agreement between Washington County and the Willamette Water Supply Commission for the joint design of the PLM 4.2 project. Mr. Britch will present the staff report.
Okay, good afternoon, Chair Duggan, commissioners. Joelle, I think I'm gonna take over and run the PowerPoint here. Just give me a second. Okay, and I believe you should all be able to see the PowerPoint now, is that correct?
It's there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so 4C, adopt resolution approving PLM 4.2, Washington County Design IGA Amendment 2. A little bit of outline of the presentation, give you a little bit of background on the project. There was an original design IGA, so I'll talk about that. I'll talk about the details of the IGA amendment, what are some of the costs and drivers, and then conclude by talking about the benefits of partnering, in this case with Washington County. So just to give you a little bit of an overview, our PLM 4.2 project, it's on the downstream side of the water treatment plant. And so the figure you see there represents actually two portions of it, and kind of right in the middle running north-south is Southwest 124th. To the left or the west of that is the combined pipeline and roadway section, but then separate, well, part of the overall project, but not involving pipeline. To the east in the purple, Washington County is going to continue the road improvements for further to the east. So for the pipeline part, it represents about 7,200 linear feet of 66-inch diameter welded steel pipe. Like many of our projects at this point, they're in very busy roads. And so in this case, it's 12 and Sherwood Road with an average daily traffic of around 30,000 vehicles per day or more. And it's a large project, as a combined project between the road and the pipeline, estimated at about $55 million total value. So we developed an original IGA with the county to initially cover design and to address kind of what we understood associated with the design early in the project. And so that was executed back in February of 2019. But really what that means is kind of, you know, the work that in support of that probably started in the second quarter of 2018. And the value is just under $200,000. And that original design IGA was based on our combined level of understanding for both water supply and Washington County with the road project. And so to the right, you can see kind of a list of the typical types of things that are included in these IGAs. And so I'm not going to go through that in detail. So today what we're bringing before you is a proposal for now a new and a final design IGA to reflect kind of where the project is at today and our understanding of now this combined project. And so this results in a net increase of just over $600,000. So the total value would be $800,000, just over $800,000. And I just wanted to point out, though, that so this increase will be funded from the project contingency. So there'll be no drawn management reserve. There's no need to adjust the baseline for this. And actually, that's why you have larger contingencies earlier in the design project, because there is a lot of design scope that needs to get figured out as you progress those designs. And so now both projects, the road part and the waterline part, are at the 60% level of design completion. And so now we have a really good idea of what it takes to bring that project to close and to deliver these projects together. And so there is, though, some, as part of now this better understanding, there is this new increased scope for Washington County. So additional survey, property acquisition support. As we're finding on these really busy roads, there's a lot of work that the county has to do on our behalf related to traffic control, staging, temporary traffic movements. And so that's what's reflected in this IGA. And in particular, there's a railroad crossing on 12 and Sherwood Road. And just given the scope and the nature of these combined projects, it's a lot more challenging than perhaps some of our more typical railroad crossings. So what's represented on this slide is basically, you know, what makes up the costs that are represented in this amendment. And so you can see the different bulleted lists, starting with kind of the areas of greatest portion of it. So a lot of survey mapping, there's real estate needs associated with developing this project together, a lot related to traffic control, the railroad, and then just, you know, other things you see there. And then on the right side, not that I expect you to be able to read the details, but we do go through a pretty rigorous process where we identify all the different types of activities that are captured by these kinds of IGAs. We identify what is that total cost. And then we go through a process where we kind of go back and forth with the county and identify, well, what is a fair share that represents the water lines portion of the cost. And actually, you know, looking back at some notes I just found last week, you know, that process started back in April or before. And so there is a lot of back and forth that goes to vet the numbers and to vet the shares. And even there is a particular item that Dave and I brought to the leadership of Washington County just to make sure that we're all in agreement that it does represent a fair share between both agencies. What you see here is the original amount of the IGA, the proposed amendment, and the new amount. So it just gives you kind of a representation of the progression of costs, and then there's a detailed breakdown of share by agency for the pipeline. I guess I just want to, it's always good to remember that even though sometimes these partner projects seem expensive, they are really a great thing, and there are a lot of benefits. And so that's kind of where I wanted to end with this presentation, and then take your questions here in a minute. But, you know, just in general, for us being able to partner with Washington County on these large road infrastructure projects, it really allows us both to complete our work together and really minimize the overall disruption and impact to the community. And again, with these really, really busy roads that we're building through, it is really a good way to deliver projects and really trying to, again, minimize the overall disruption to the community. With this particular project, because we are partnering, actually more of Tualatin and Sherwood Road is gonna be upgraded sooner rather than later. And so in this area where we're building our pipeline, this is an area that the county had planned on doing improvements, but they weren't planning on doing that for some time. And so because we're going to be in there and doing work, and because of our, you know, good relationship and ability to partner, they decided to accelerate their work. And so because we're in there together, they're now going to do even more road improvements, which is certainly going to, in the end, benefit all the commuters on that busy road. And then we also try and think about, well, what if we weren't a partner to Washington County? You know, what would it cost us? And so we did some of that kind of, you know, checking in and evaluating. So based on, you know, some looking at that more recently, we think that if we had to go it alone on this without being a partner to Washington County, it could be on the order of $15 million higher, you know, or more perhaps to the program. So there's also a very, you know, important cost effectiveness to being able to do these projects together. So what would make that up? Well, the first sub bullet there, additional right of way for temporary traffic control to maintain traffic lanes. So on these busy roads, you know, I tell our teams and people that, you know, they kind of start out first and foremost traffic control projects, because you have to be able to keep the traffic moving. And so for us to be able to do that on our own, we would have had to go out and procure a whole bunch of right-of-way just to be able to address the temporary traffic control movements and support that. And then with that, there's all kinds of additional temporary paving. There's other types of improvements that we would bear the sole cost of, you know, and just the widening and restoration. And then finally, another really important part of the benefit to this partnering is, you know, in this very high profile project, the program really benefits from Washington County taking the lead with key stakeholders in the area, and whether it's City of Sherwood or just the public in general, and also facilitating the property acquisition activities associated with it. So there are a lot of benefits to the program, both economic and non-economic. And I just wanted to, you know, remind the group that not only is this the more cost-effective way for us to deliver this specific project, but it's also, there's other benefits to the community. And so the request to the board is to consider approval of Amendment 2 to the WWSP Washington County PLM 4.2 Design IGA, which increases the WWSP cost for design services by $606,597.13. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions that you might have.
Mike, this is Commissioner Judah.
Yes,
great
sir.
Presentation, great information. I'm certainly pro partnering. I don't want us to slight the fact, though, that Washington County also gets many gains from the partnership. It isn't just WWSS and all their benefits. The county sees decreases in costs and benefits as well.
Yes, you are absolutely right. So, you know, a few examples of those are, you know, regardless of who's going through and building, there's things that we would each need to do anyway, like erosion control and, you know, other things like that. And by us being able to do it together, we literally split those costs. So you're absolutely right that, you know, the county benefits, you know, just as much as we do, I guess.
Good points. Any further questions for staff?
None from Dave.
I'm fine. Cooperation is so nice to see.
Definitely. Oh, do I have a motion, a second, to adopt resolution number WWSS 2820, approving amendment 2 to the intergovernmental agreement between Washington County and the WWS Commission for the joint design of the PLM 4.2 project?
This is Commissioner Judah. So moved.
Commissioner Doyle will second that.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll call the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. None opposed? The motion passes. Item 4D, acting as a local contract review board, consider adopting resolution number WWSS 2920, declaring an exemption from competitive bidding for the PLW 2.0 pipeline project and COH 1.0 ancillary pipeline project, and approving the use of best value selection method for a construction contractor. First, we will hear the staff report, and then I will open the public hearing. Anyone who wishes to offer testimony in support or opposition to this item will be given 5 minutes unless an extension is granted by the board. Should three or more people wish to testify on the same topic, each person will be limited to 3 minutes. Following testimony, I'll close the hearing, and the board will consider action on the item. Mr. Bridge will now present the staff report.
Okay, thank you. So we've tried to follow your advice and try and trim these presentations down because you've now seen very many of them. So I think we're down to about 3 slides or so on this one. So just as a quick reminder, the project that we're talking about here is our PLW 2.0. It follows Cornelius Pass Road, starts at the south end at Francis and ends at the north end at Highway 26. It represents about 17,600 feet of 48-inch diameter welded steel pipe, 6 trenchless crossings, a new pressure reducing valve facility at the north end, and allows us to also co-construct the City of Hillsborough COH 1.0 pipeline, which connects various distribution systems. And again, you know, the reason why we're considering best value here, not only do you maintain the cost competitiveness, but again, in Cornelius Pass Road with all the traffic, as well as the really challenging construction aspects with the 6 trenchless crossings, we feel it's really valuable to get a contractor approach included as part of the procurement process. So the slide here that you see represents the different implementation steps. And so if you recall, we brought this first before the board in the October meeting, asking permission to begin the public notice process. We've now done that. The public comment period has now been closed, and I'll ask Bill to confirm what I'm about to say here, but I believe as of the closing of the period, public comment period, we did not receive any public comment. So Bill, was that correct?
Good afternoon, Chair Duggan and Commissioners. This is Bill Vandeveer, and what Mike reported is correct. We've received no public comments on this item.
Okay, thanks, Bill. So then today we're providing that report to you, and which would then allow you to provide the public comment period, and then if appropriate, approve this exemption, which then would let the program proceed with this best value procurement starting the next calendar year. And so with that, it is our recommendation that the board consider adopting a resolution declaring an exemption from the competitive bidding for the PLW 2.0 and COH 1.0 project and approving the use of best value selection method for the construction contractor. That concludes my presentation. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Good by me.
Good with me.
All right. Well, I'll convene us as the local contract review board. And the public hearing on item 4D is now open under ORS 279C.335. Is there any testimony in support? Is there any testimony in opposition? The silence means that the public hearing is now closed. Acting in capacity as a local contract review board, do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number WWSS 2920, declaring an exemption from competitive bidding for the PLW 2.0 pipeline project and COH 1.0 ancillary pipeline project, and approving the use of best value selection method for a construction contractor?
Well, this Commissioner Dahl, so moved.
This Commissioner Judah, I second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll call the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
None opposed. The motion passes. I just want to take a brief moment here to say we raced through our business agenda, and the items are massive, and the amount of time that we spent on them seemed very small in comparison to the amount of cooperation and work that our staffs and partners have expended over months. And I just want to say that all these projects and all the elements of these projects are going to be fantastic for our county and for the region. So thank you. Next, we can move on to item 5, information items. Ms. Bennett will present agenda items planned for December.
Thank you, Commissioners. I will provide a brief overview of the 4 items that we expect to have on the business agenda next month. So the first item is the PLM 1.3 resolution of public necessity. Willamette Water Supply System staff are nearly ready to initiate property acquisition for pipeline section PLM 1.3, which is located within the city of Wilsonville. The program has progressed the design of this pipeline section to enable identification of property requirements for construction and long-term operation and maintenance of the pipeline. And similarly, our second item, PLM 5.3 Supplemental Resolution of Public Necessity, will allow staff to proceed with acquisition of additional property needs for pipeline section PLM 5.3 that are now finalized and were not included in the previous resolutions of need for this project. At the December board meeting, staff will present the project areas and easement needs with a recommendation to the board to adopt the resolutions of public necessity, allowing staff to begin the process to acquire these permanent and temporary construction easements for both projects. Third item, PLM 4.1 Washington County Land Use and Transportation Construction IGA. The Willamette Water Supply System has strategically partnered with Washington County Land Use and Transportation to deliver coordinated pipeline and roadway projects at various locations in the region. The design of the project PLM 4.1 on Southwest Tualatin Sherwood Road between Langer Farms Parkway and Borchers Road, this is at the intersection of 99W, is nearly complete, and WWSS and Washington County are readying bidding documents. The construction IGA will specify how the two projects will be constructed together and define each agency's specific responsibilities. Washington County will be the lead agency. At the December board meeting, staff will present the proposed intergovernmental agreement with a recommendation to the board to adopt it through resolution. And our last item is our fourth item, Reservoir 1.0 and PLM 5.3 projects, construction manager, general contractor procurement. The Willamette Water Supply System has determined that the Res 1 and PLM 5.3 projects will be delivered as one project, utilizing the construction manager general contractor, or CMGC, approach. Willamette Water Supply System published the request for proposals for a CMGC on September 2nd and received four responses by the due date of October 6th. Two firms were interviewed last week. At the December board meeting, staff will present the proposed contract with a recommendation to the board for its approval. This concludes the summary of upcoming action items. May I answer any questions?
Thanks, Joel. Nothing.
Yeah, yet. Thank you. I'm good.
Yes, thank you. I really am grateful to be able to be a part of this organization. And as we go into the Thanksgiving season, I am humbled by all the amazing work that staff has done to get us to this point. Item 5B is just notice that the next regular board meeting is scheduled on December 3rd, 2020 at 12 noon via dial-in conference due to continuing COVID-19 restrictions. Last on our agenda are communication and non-agenda items, but they appear to be none scheduled for today's meeting. Is there any further business that needs to be discussed here before we adjourn?
I want to add my thanks to staff. We've talked about some of these items we've passed today in the past, and that really helps us understand. I think, Jim, that's why we were able to move pretty quickly on it, because we've been educated and we have a lot of confidence in staff.
As Commissioner Judah, and I just say in short, I echo what both you folks have said about our staff and the hard work. It's the thing that goes in my head is the staff does a whole bunch of work, and then we tell them to give us the Reader's Digest version of it, and then the next meeting we tell them, can you make it shorter? I don't want to slight all the hard work and long time that they've spent putting it together. I understand what you've done. I appreciate it.
I wholly agree. Next week we celebrate Veterans Day, so I thank all of those on the call here that have served our country. And in later this month we have Thanksgiving, and again I'm so thankful to be able to work, live, and be a part of this extended community and be in this region when so many other parts of the world are hurting so badly. There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Take care, everybody. Enjoy the rain.
All right.
Thank you very much, Commissioners. We appreciate the support. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, Dave. You look okay without the tie.
I'll try harder next month, Commissioner Judah.
You might get a no vote if you have a tie on. All right, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tim. All right. Bye-bye.